Dominate might not quite be the right word. It might be more helpful to say that Christianity provides very successfully and quite intentionally, that is, bishops and intellectuals do sit around thinking how you might do this, and they do so now from universities which are available from around the year 1200. They provide a framework for thinking about basically every area of life. So in the 12th century, we develop a theology of marriage, for example, of business. In the 13th century, theories of Christian politics. So, of course, it's not the first time that Christians have thought about these things, but there's a particularly systematic and programmatic way in which they go about the business of answering every possible question a Christian might ask in order to live as a Christian. And this is clearly a project that's led by intellectuals. It's led by the papacy, the body of canon law, which is put together, the law of the church put together, has an answer to absolutely everything. Now, at the same time, of course, secular rulers are also developing their own codes of law, the common law, the laws in France, everywhere, in big cities, in Italy, etc. So the drama that's happening, really, the political drama, is where will the boundary will be drawn as to who has jurisdiction over what? The state has some things to say about marriage, about property. The church has some things. And in a way, throughout the 12th and 13th century, there's a sort of struggle over areas of jurisdiction. But there's no question at all that by, say, the 13th century, it's clear that marriage, testaments, the dealing with heresy, dealing with certain types of bad social behavior like libel, are dealt with the church law, because they seem to have a sort of strong moral component that has to do with the salvation of the soul of the sinner, as it were. And other areas are dealt with, and all other areas are dealt with by the state. And occasionally there are obviously issues of jurisdiction that come up and there are, you know, arguments over it. But basically, church courts deal with all these issues, family, intergenerational property movements, marriage, sexuality, behavior within the community, charity or non-charity, and this sort of... So libel is considered to be a non-charitable act, and hence it's considered to be within the purview of Christian law. So inasmuch as... Christian law now permeates so many areas of life. Christian positions exist on everything. On going to war, what is just war? How to be a Christian knight? What is marriage about? What is conjugality about? So in that sense, yes, a Christian point of view permeates all areas of life. Whether that's domination or not, we could discuss and think about. But it is definitely the dominant culture. The dominant culture. There are alternatives. So there are ideas that come from Christianity, but there are also ideas about politics that come, say, from the Republican tradition, from the Roman tradition, and so on, about the holding of property, etc. But in most areas, it's probably a melding of the two. So what it is to be a good king might go back to the... In guidebooks for kings might come from the principles articulated by Aristotle, but also from those that come from the Bible.